Hi, it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. I have a present for you. It's on your table, in a silver box, with a big shimmery bow, the color of starlight. There is a tag on it that says, from Lily, with love. You open the present. It's a star suit. It's made out of space fabric. It's a special kind of suit that will let you travel to the stars and walk among them. You can put the star suit on over top of whatever you're wearing. It will fit. It fits you just right. It's your star suit, made just for you. To travel to the stars, you have to put your star suit on and then relax. Relax and wiggle your toes. Your toes have all the room they need in your star suit. Your feet are warm and safe. You are warm and safe. Relax your legs. Let them feel heavy and supported by what's beneath you. Relax your torso. Feel your breath move in and out of your tummy. Wiggle your fingers and relax your hands. Your star suit has space gloves. Your fingers and hands are warm and comfortable inside them. They fit just right. Let your arms be heavy inside your star suit. You have all the room you need inside. Relax your neck and let your head be heavy. Your star suit has a helmet which is soft and flexible, and it keeps your head safe and makes sure you have all the air you need. You can breathe in and out. Take a deep breath in. Let a big breath out. The air is clean. It's replenishing, and you have as much as you could ever need. Are you ready to travel to the stars? Think of floating up. It's working. Up you go. Through the window or door, and then you keep going up. You're above your home, looking down at all the buildings and trees, and you are safe and comfortable. It's easy to fly in your star suit. Keep going. You're flying. You are at the cloud layer now, and you stop. Your star suit knows you need a break. The suit needs time to help you adjust to conditions in the stratosphere. The suit is doing a lot of work for you, and you feel warm and safe. You can dance on the clouds in the stratosphere if you like. You can leap from cloud to cloud. you can swim through the clouds. Are you ready to go higher? Swim up into the darkness towards the stars and relax. Let the suit take you higher and higher. You're up with the aurora now. It's dark all around you except for the aurora. The northern lights are dancing all around you. They are so beautiful. You can somersault and spin here as long as you like. Your star suit lets you be as heavy or as light as you want to be. You are in control. You are brilliant when you dance around in the sky with the aurora. Your star suit absorbs the Northern Lights colors, green, blue, pink, and purple. Your body and star suit have adjusted now, and you're ready to go higher. Up, 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 into the velvety dark of space, into the stars. The stars welcome you. The stars have been here forever. They twinkled for your ancestors, and now they're twinkling for you. The stars are all around you. Some of the stars are shining on their own. Some of the stars are in constellations. They move together, and you can see they don't just twinkle near each other separately, but they're part of a star animal body, like the Great Bear, made of 7 bright stars. The Great Bear is running through the starscape. You can see him in the distance. He takes what he wants from whoever he meets, but he is running away from you. He is being chased by 7 birds. The birds are preventing him from harming anyone. They're stopping him from stealing or bullying. You see Cygnus, a swan, diving into the cool, deep Milky Way. Again and again, the swan dives. He got too close to the sun, but a god let him have a wish to become anything, and he became a swan so he could soothe the burning he felt by dropping deep into a starry lake in the sky. The swan loves diving and swimming through the starry night sky. There is a river of stars and a canoe spilling stars and starlight into the river. A brave Maori warrior is paddling it along the Sky River, but it's tipping just a little bit, and as it tips, bright shining stars flow out of it, leaving behind a shining trail like the glowing embers of a silver fire. The brightest star is Sirius, the little dog star. He is following a man up a mountain. The man is an ancient king from India. The dog is his best friend. When the man gets to the top of the mountain, a chariot will offer to take him to heaven, but he'll have to leave his dog behind. No, the man will say, I won't leave this faithful friend behind. I won't get into that heavenly chariot, drenched in beautiful, sparkling stars. Nothing is worth more than the love of a faithful friend. The man will find out it's a test by the gods, and he'll be rewarded beyond his wildest dreams. You can stay as long as you like in the starscape. You can return anytime you like in your star suit. You can go back to your nice, safe, warm bed anytime you like. Your star suit always knows the way. Before you go, you see a star that has gone out, and you stop to fill it with your light. There is so much light and life in you, and when you share it, it gets stronger. I'm so glad that you're you and that your beautiful light shines.